Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're trying to go down the list of people that don't like us here. We're kind of going through that list right now, people that overall don't like us. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios in New York. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Baseball takes priority now every day. Tons of games. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the premier place to go for picks. Boxing, MMA, soccer from Russia. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the top choice. Now you got Delaware and New Jersey. Sports betting is legal. So run and sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. And don't forget the College of Pro Football countdown is on. Also, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, John in Syracuse, New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing?
What's going on?
Give me a Permane Brothers and an IC Light.
I always like eating at Permane Brothers, and I also like taking people there for the first time ever that have never been there. They always seem to enjoy it immensely. It's a great spot in Pittsburgh. Can you imagine someone calls me up and tells me that the guy that it literally anchors everything for NBC Sports, is he not the premier?
You name it, he does it.
It does not matter. Even the Indianapolis
Triple
500.
Triple Crown, Indy. Sunday Night Football.
Olympics. He does it all. But
all.
You're telling me, you're suggesting to me that he knows nothing about sports, that you've forgotten more than he knows. That's where I had to pretty much draw the line on the call.
Because Bubblehead.
How in God's name on this earth do you get a job like that when you know nothing about sports? I mean, come on, dude. Are you seriously trying to sell that to me? That he's an idiot and knows nothing about sports and that he's a bubblehead? Did this just happen to me? And then you started talking about cavities? And I'm not talking about teeth. Okay? Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Dirty Mouth. Okay? All right, so going back to the conversation that we were having, listen to this one. Now, of course, what would a day be if we didn't say the Celtics were pursuing Kawhi Leonard? The Celtics are going to sign every single player in the league that's available, including LeBron James. They're going to get everyone. And let me just say, so that we can have a day that every day is like this, Brad Stevens is the greatest coach in modern sports of any level, in any sport at all, including, I mean, literally everything, including golf instructor. He is the greatest talent on the face of the earth in terms of any kind of sporting endeavor or coaching endeavor. He is clearly the greatest mind on the earth. Have they not sold that to me every single day for the last 5 years, that Brad Stevens is the greatest thing that has ever happened to us on this earth? Because I could have sworn it was Tom Brady. I could have sworn it was Tom Brady and has been for a long time. But people keep trying to sell me now this Brad Stevens guy is the greatest human being ever put on this earth. And that Kyrie Irving will be traded to the Spurs for Kawhi Leonard straight up. There you go.
Now they got to keep him too, because you got to remember they're going to get Anthony Davis too.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get Anthony Davis. They're going to get LeBron.
LeBron.
They're going to get Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
And they're going to put the three of
them
with Hayward and Kyrie. And then they're going to have those five. But somehow they're still going to keep Brown and Tatum. So they're going to have all those guys.
Here's another one. How about the Sixers? Jared Bayless, Markel Fultz, and Dario Saric for Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, can't get enough of that Markel Fultz guy that plays 2 minutes a year.
He's improving his shot.
Oh, my God. What a talent. What is worse, that guy as a draft pick or the kid that Came out of UNLV. What was his name?
Anthony Bennett?
Bennett, the worst pick in the history of the world.
What a stiff.
But that's basically what Markelle Fultz is. Isn't he a stiff? Has he not been a bust?
He can't shoot.
He can't do anything. Okay?
He can't shoot the
Not only, they let him come back, and then he played great. Everybody was cheering him on. And then what happened in the playoffs? They sat his ass so far at the end of that bench that he looked like a fan wearing a Sixers jersey.
Your boy TJ McConnell got more burn than he did. And McConnell was the second
round
draft.
TJ McConnell has got 90% more burn than him.
He was on draft.
Because he can actually play, and they love him. He's a tough little mother. You got to admit. And Markelle Fultz has nothing on him. Nothing at all. I love it. They're packaging Markelle Fultz. I would, too. I'd package him and get his ass out of there, too. He's been so worthless. I don't want to hear about him anymore either, how great Markelle Fultz is. Do you remember when I used to tell you he went 9-20 at, or whatever the hell it was at Washington? I'm like, I can't ever trust a guy that's the number one pick in the draft that can't win 10 games. I mean, it does not matter if you play at Hamtramck Tech. If you are the greatest college basketball player in the country and the number one pick in the NBA, if you play on the Little Sisters of the Poor, you should win 15 games. As the best player in America. Do you remember when McDermott played at Creighton? Didn't they win a ton of games and like go to the NCAA tournament, make it to like Sweet 16 and everything else and Elite Eight? Did they not do that with one player on the team, right? McDermott, right? And then what about Markelle Fultz? What did he do at Washington besides lose? I mean, honestly, if he's the greatest player ever, how come he never won? And since he's come to the NBA, what has he been besides a joke? I mean, honestly, I'd love to give the kid credit if he had game, but he sucks so bad, I just have to sit here tonight and expose his ass. He isn't worth a bag of chewed peanuts. I wouldn't trade for that guy if they gave me 50 hookers with him. Honestly, he's terrible.
I blame the 76ers, to be honest with you.
Blame him for how bad that guy sucks? Blame them for how bad he sucks? How about blame him for how bad his jumper is? Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you why.
You don't work on that jumper as a professional basketball player? I shoot 5 million jumpers a week. You know I do. And you don't see me missing shots like that guy because you've seen me bury from everywhere. And that guy can't hit a shot.
So, for real, but you got a guy in Ben Simmons.
What a joke that guy is.
So, okay, so now Simmons can pass with the best of them. He can rebound. We know what the guy can do on the court. But he's been around the Sixers now for 2 years, so he had that injury plague season. Where
I thought the one-point playoff game he had was the worst performance I've ever seen by a starting point guard in the NBA.
So for on cover, so what's
ever.
So what's the commonality here? The commonality here is this. Simmons can't shoot past 5 feet.
Right.
Fultz cannot shoot at all. At what point are you holding these guys accountable? Embiid would not get away with the clown aspect and behavior he does if he played for the Spurs, if he played for the Cavs, if he played for the Warriors.
You're probably right.
They seem to run amok in Philadelphia. So, they don't hold players accountable.
So what you're suggesting is that the inmates run the asylum in Philly.
You have a GM with 20,000 Twitter accounts. It's Philly. It's
well,
not.
He's gone now.
I understand that. But the fact that you would even have that to begin with, the franchise is a joke.
Do you think that Markelle Fultz will ever amount to a hill of beans with the Philadelphia 76ers?
No, he got Adam Morrison.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
I'm not ready to throw him away yet.
All right, so
I'm not ready yet.
Now this trade actually does somewhat make sense to me, is to the Knicks. Because Greg Popovich would have no problem at all giving him away to someone that has no bearing on his success, no bearing on their season. The New York Knicks are the furthest thing from the San Antonio Spurs business plans. And then they would go get like a, you know, Keener, a Canner, a Nilakina, draft picks, a 2020 first rounder for Kawhi Leonard, and maybe they're saying Patty Mills.
I know that that's a hypothetical trade list that
right.
our boy did there.
Allegedly, his people want him playing in New York.
But let me tell you something.
His camp.
That right there, all that garbage that you just read off that the Knicks would give him back.
Right.
There's no way in hell that's getting them Kawhi Leonard, okay?
Right.
They'd rather keep the guy and lose him for nothing than take the scraps that you just listed from the Knicks right there. There's only one guy that the Knicks could trade to the Spurs for Kawhi Leonard, and that's it. And that's Porzingis. If you ain't trading him Porzingis, you ain't getting Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
It's that simple.
Canner can ball.
I like Kanter.
You just told me that Kawhi Leonard's one of the best players in the NBA.
Kanter's a top 20 big in this league.
I can't hear you now on the mic. You're not on the air.
Kanter is a top 20 big in this league.
I agree with that.
Easy.
I agree with that. He's violent, too, and physical. I love
his play. I know you guys love
him.
I know you like his violence. He's not in the same stratosphere as the guys we're talking about
here. I agree with that, too, but that's neither here nor there. I think that if they're going to trade him to someone, it's going to be to a team that has nothing to do with them, no bearing on their outcome.
I agree with that, but you need to get something back.
I would never trade him to a team that you have to face a bunch of times or that's going to, you know, interfere with your progress in the West. You know, they don't need someone getting better than them in the West. By giving Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers, they pass the Spurs in terms of, I believe, core talent of youth and core talent. The Lakers would have a better team.
No shot they trade him to the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't see it. I just don't see it happening. There's other people that believe they'll trade him to the Cleveland Cavaliers for, like, the whole team. Hill, Korver, Osman, and Nance, and a draft pick. I don't believe he's worth all that. I think he's worth maybe, you know, I could see him going Hill, Korver, Nance, but I'm not giving him draft picks and Osman and draft picks on top of it. Like, I mean, Christ, give him the whole team is what they're basically offering up there.
I don't know, because once again, I mean, all those guys are stiffs. They're all stiffs. I mean, what is Santo's got to get something back. These guys are stiffs.
Would you do the Kyrie for Kawhi Leonard?
No.
You wouldn't do that either?
No way.
All right. 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Padres manager Andy Green gets the last word on the ump after being ejected. Quote, I'm leaving so you can go get another call wrong. End quote. Brewers beat the Phillies 13-2. Suter, one earned run over seven. Aguiar, the three RBI night. Astros, nine straight wins. Rockies beat the Rangers 9-5. Arenado, three RBIs. Tigers over the White Sox 4-3. And the Cubs all over the Cards 13-5. Chris Bryant with four RBIs. Lester, two earned runs over six and a third. The Lakers are now 7-1 favorites to win the NBA championship next year. And they are... The odds on what team Kawhi Leonard will be on next season, the Lakers minus 180, Spurs plus 500, Clippers plus 1,000 with the Cavs plus 1,000 as well. Also, Celtics plus 1,200, Sixers plus 1,500, Suns 2,000, Bucks 2,500, Field plus 500.
See, that's the only thing that makes me weary about saying there's absolutely zero chance he's going to go to the Lakers because Vegas always knows. How could they, you know, honestly, that's the only thing that makes me...
I just don't believe all those stupid future odds on who's going to win the championship. I think they're the dumbest thing ever, and Vegas is never right about those things, if you ask me.
I just can't believe that they put the Lakers as the favorite when, like we just said, why would Popovich help the Lakers ever?
I agree that he's not going to help the Lakers. Here's the thing. I saw a story today that they're going to land LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George. And, you know, why not Jesus, too, and Larry Bird? I mean, honestly, who writes these things? Who comes up with the idea that all three of them are going there right now at the same time? I mean, they can get two max players, okay? So they're going to get two max players, and it'll be like LeBron and Paul George at best. There is no way, I believe, hell will freeze over before they get all three of them. Hell will freeze over.
And by the way, if you're LeBron, you have to stay.
If they got Paul George and LeBron, it'd be $85 million. They wouldn't have 5 cents left for the rest of the team.
I know, but his legacy is going to take a big hit.
Who's that? Whose legacy?
LeBron James' legacy is going to take a big hit if he moves anywhere outside of Cleveland at this point of his career. The guy's already had his
tour. He is going to leave Cleveland. Let me tell you
so
something else.
Take a hit.
His NBA career already has taken a hit because he's 3-6 in finals. He goes to all the finals and loses.
But the reason Jerry West is the logo is because he at least stuck with the tough times.
Listen, those were different times and a different era of basketball where you didn't have this player movement and supermax contracts and guys doing whatever they want. Let me tell you something. He's moving, and he's already maybe the greatest player I've ever seen for his size and power and strength, and he's unstoppable. He'll back anyone down and score in anyone's face from anywhere. He can do anything in a basketball game, unlike anyone, frankly, that I've ever seen. But at the end of the day, when he gets to the finals, he's got three, thank God, because he's got six slashes. When you're 3-6 in finals, there is no way to slice it other than what my son said. You suck. If you never win, you suck. That's it. That's all there is to it. Ask anyone. If all you ever do is lose, you are the bridesmaid, right? You're not the bride. I mean, honestly, like, if all you do is go and lose, is there anything worse than having 51 and losing in a game? Is there anything worse? Having a triple-double and losing. Because my son said it to me one night. I had 30. I hit a game-tying shot at the buzzer to send the game into overtime. We lost by one. He goes, did you win? I go, no. He goes, you suck. He goes, what'd you have? I go, 30. He goes, you lost. You lose. You suck. If you don't win, you suck. That's it. No one remembers the losers. They don't. They never remember the losers. Listen, Jim Kelly is our favorite quarterback of all time, but there will never be anyone that won't say he lost 4 Super Bowls. No one's ever going to forget that.
I won't.
You lose 4 Super Bowls, you're going down in history. There's no one. Fran Tarkington and Jim Kelly, no one forgets, but they don't remember who loses. But they remember if you lose 4, okay? They remember if you lose 6. Trust me, you. One day, someone's going to say, oh, my God, that guy lost 6 finals? Jesus, I can't believe that. Chris in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
So this is the only refreshing part of my day when it comes to sports is listening to you guys, by the way.
That's awesome.
Because over here in Boston, it is probably the most annoying sports talk radio I've ever heard in my life over the past 2 weeks. I want to get your take because I love listening to you. Tom Brady, the feud between him, ownership, and Bill Belichick, the most annoying thing I've ever heard in my life, but I do want to hear what you have to think about it. And then tying back into the NBA, what do you think of Jaylen Brown, and do you think that we could throw him into a trade? Because I love what I saw out of Tatum, but I don't understand what everybody's going crazy over Jaylen Brown. That guy got the ball caught up more than any player that I've seen in a long time going to the hole. And yeah, he's very athletic, and he probably needs a couple more years to really come into his own. But I'd be willing to trade that guy, and I'd keep Tatum. Love to hear what you guys think.
I mean,
about
if you could trade him for Kawhi Leonard in a package, I would do it too. But I will say this. I think his upside is sky high right now, the way he's played. I think he's turned his game into a sickening development that they never saw coming. No one saw that guy becoming a star player this year, and that's exactly what he did. As for Tom Brady, I have a very simple approach to Tom Brady, and I mean this emphatically. Kraft, Belichick, McDaniels, all of them, head to toe, top to bottom, A to Z, all of them need to stay out of his way, okay? Stop with just any involvement whatsoever, and don't even talk to him, don't even look at him, don't even go near him. There should be a 500-foot rule when it comes to Tom Brady in Boston, okay? Don't come within 500 feet of him like a restraining order, because he's so Pharrell and good that he doesn't need coaching, he doesn't need advice, he doesn't need an owner being a pain in his ear, which is like the owner that wants to be friends with the star players, or anything worse than the painful owner that wants to be best friends with a guy half his age. It's got all the chicks, supermodels, and all the money. Just stay out of his way. Let him play whenever he wants and win Super Bowls. Mini camp, OTAs. What a waste of time that is. Are you kidding me? Tom Brady needs nothing from any of those people. And his fight with management, or his discomfort, or his problems, or there's stress in the front office, there's stress in the locker room. Who cares? I don't care. You know what? Kraft and Belichick and all of them and the coaches should all stew in their misery. It must be hell on earth living in Boston when you go to the Super Bowl every year. It must be really brutal going to work every day when all you do is play in Super Bowls. It must be really brutal when you win 13 games every year. And you want to cry like you got problems? You have no problems. You have Tom Brady. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. You have Tom Brady. Stay away from him. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to the world. Stay away from him. Mind your own business. And then they wanted to trade Gronkowski, too. Can you imagine upsetting that many drunks? Can you upset that many Boston fans and upset them? Like, who in their right frickin' mind would trade that guy ever? When Tom Brady and him are going to the grave together. You keep them together until they both have no hair left and they can't even walk. Literally. Trade everyone else. Never trade Gronkowski or Brady or tell them to do anything. Come to practice. Screw you. Practice. Are you kidding me? Those stupid mini camp, short, non-pad, non-hitting OTAs. What a joke. Waste of time. We got to learn the offense. My ass. Tom Brady doesn't need to learn anything ever. Ever. Except maybe, you know, he's hanging out with Oprah again. This is a problem. I can't have it.
Well, he's such a good human, and that's the thing that really,
better than
at
all
the
of
end
us.
Of the day, is what pulls it all together, is that he's such a great man. And it's about more than being
right.
on the field with him. It's about making people's
right.
lives better.
I'm glad that, you know, because we try to get in at least one story every night of Tom Brady or Le'Veon Bell. Who else?
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard now. It's just a very important person. Brown in Boston. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, is Kava there too or no?
Is Carver here? He's been talking for 3 hours.
Yeah, I thought it was Well, Scotty, what screwed me up is you got Shemp there, and when I first got turned on to you in 98.5,
Shemp.
Modded up and got the best guy in sports radio on the air.
Right.
When I get out of work, there was Shemp calling you Mr. Farrell, Mr.
Right,
Farrell,
right,
Mr. Farrell.
Right.
And then I heard him say Farrell.
Yeah, so Shep got all cocky in the last year and a half he was here, and he stopped calling me Mr. Farrell and started calling me Farrell. Like, I give a rat's ass what he calls me, honestly.
These high school kids toughening him up. Whatever.
I guess so. I'm a little surprised he didn't get stabbed to death in the inner city teaching all those kids in the hood.
Hey, you know what? I look at if LeBron James, Paul George, Kyrie Leonard go to the Lakers, that's a rumor. They're a lot younger than when Gary Payton, Karl Malone, and I think it was John Stockton. I might be wrong. I forgot the third guy. It might have been Stockton went to the Lakers, but those guys were all long in the tooth.
Oh, that was the worst ever. Do you remember how bad that team was?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Terrible. And then they tried Dwight Howard. It's just been terrible, one thing after the next. And everyone said that the pairs they brought in were the reason they screwed it up. They brought in all these guys they thought were going to do it, and they didn't do it. I kind of like the theory of somebody said to me the other day, let's get one guy at a time and build it. Instead of let's go get the entire league and put them on the Lakers. Let's get every star player in the league to play. It's real unrealistic what they're talking about. It's fantasy land. It really is. It's in your dreams, okay? Honestly, I will keel over if all three of those guys are on that team next year. I can't even fathom that that's a reality. How can the Lakers put it together? If two guys make $85 million, you can't even pay the water boy. You can't even get him a bowl of weed. What's left for anyone else?
Woo!
I mean, two guys are going to get Supermax. What does everybody else get? Cornflakes? Jesus. They're going to get everybody. And whatever they don't get, the Celtics are getting. Let's just be clear here. I mean, it has gotten to the point where it's so bad, these rumors in this stupid NBA. They should worry about their crap-ass NBA finals we just watched. I've had more fun on the toilet with Rhea in my life. I have been sick with the flu and had more fun, and literally more fun watching myself get sick in a bathroom for hours at a time than watch that crap-ass NBA final I just watched. It was the worst form of entertainment I have ever seen in my life. But my mom used to make me to go to her stupid-ass piano recitals. That's what that reminded me of, a stupid-ass piano recital. Give me Jay Berman on the update, for Christ's sake.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Tom in Tucson, Arizona, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Tom.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, I'm really pissed about the Knicks. I've been a fan since Walt Frazier.
Me too.
The thing that the Knicks have done wrong is they keep going
everything.
Free agents. They have to stop going for the free agents. They need to just keep patient and build from college young guys.
Oh, you mean like all the just terrible, atrocious, crappy draft picks they've made?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Scott, it's just atrocious. And the reason people don't want to come to New York is because of their owner. But that's another story. That's another story. They got Walt Frazier in 1967, but that's another story. The thing I'm talking about is patience. Scott.
Are you kidding me? We've waited 20 years for them to win. Patience for what? I have no more patience left.
They have to build from the bottom, Scott.
But that's what they are, is rock bottom. They haven't won in 45 years. They had one good season. They won 54 games, and they still lost. And honestly, you know what? You kept saying it's a story for another time. This conversation's a story for another time. Honestly, like, I'm a Knicks fan, too. I can't take it anymore. Their drafting is so bad that it's laughable. It's like Comedy Hour. It's better than Saturday Night Live, watching them draft crappy players and foreigners that suck. How about this hack they got as a point guard last year? What a disaster he is doing. Don't sell me that. Don't try to sell me that dank-ass lemonade Nilakina. He's terrible. Stop. Just stop. John in Sacramento.
Pharrell, it's been a long time. How you been, bud?
Hey, dude.
Well, I was listening to your Kawhi Leonard comments, and I just had a few things to add. And I know you were saying that Popovich would never want to trade him to the Lakers, and I agree with you. I don't think he would. But unfortunately, Leonard, he holds all the cards right now. And I say that just hear me out. I say that because any team who's going to trade for him, you're going to have to, you know, keep in mind salaries have to be close. So it's going to be around $20 million what a team is going to have to give back, plus probably a pick. So whatever team is going to do that beforehand has to have a guarantee from him that he's going to sign an extension. You know, if he doesn't want to sign an extension with another team.
I actually don't believe a word that comes out of Kawhi Leonard's mouth now, because the people that he works with have poisoned him. He's dangerous. To me, he's a snake.
Well, I'm not saying he isn't, but the fact still remains. I mean, if you're any kind of a smart GM, you're not gutting some of your roster, plus giving up a pick if he's a one-year rental.
Well, I would agree with that, and I don't think anyone's really that stupid. So I'm okay with, this. To me, this is, and I said this earlier, this is the most overblown thing I've ever seen in my life. The fact that the guy says he wants out of San Antonio, literally the way it was covered today, you would have think he already got traded to the Lakers. You would think he's already been moved tonight, the way they covered this today. To me, it's just like, all right, the guy wants out. That's not a surprise to me. He's miserable all year. When he didn't want to play at the end of the year and he was cleared to play, that was when you knew it was over. I didn't need ESPN to tell me it was over and then send 15 experts on every 5 minutes to do a live shot from Windhorse to Woj to whoever else they could get. They did all these, let's analyze it with different people. They constantly interview their own people about these things. And it's the gigantic, colossal waste of time. I won't deny Woj's a good reporter. That's fine. But you're talking about, to me, something that hasn't happened. You're making things up. You're just creating fake stories. That's what they are. So he wants out, and he's going to the Lakers. How does my ass sound? That did not happen today. It did not happen. He did not go to the Lakers today, did he? He's unhappy. Prove it. Says who? Some PR flack that works for him? Stop. Ryan in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott, hey.
Hey.
What's up, man? You were definitely right. Brad Stevens is incredible, and Tom Brady obviously is the greatest human since Jesus.
He passed Jesus a long time ago. Honestly, Jesus got stomped in like the second round.
Two things, Celtics, please. Kyrie Irving, obviously, I believe he's just not accepting money now. If they're even offering him, is why? Why take him out?
Kyrie Irving, wait a minute, stop! Right? Did he stop? Did you just say to me that Kyrie Irving is accepting money of what?
He's not. Well, they're supposedly he's turning down or not accepting money now because he wants to wait, play the season out, and
All right. I know what you're talking about now. All right, so here's another guy I got to tell you who's become increasingly painful is this Kyrie Irving guy. Honestly, go make more of your crappy movies that no one watches, your crap films that you keep producing. And now isn't he a rap star too? I saw he's come out with a new rap drop album. Hasn't he dropped a new rap album? Seriously, I just saw that today that he's a rapper
now. Is
that
right?
I can't keep up with all this guy's entertainment. Let me tell you something. Keep telling yourself you're a movie mogul with those crappy movies you keep churning out, dude. You know what those should be? 5-minute shorts. What's his name, Uncle Drew? Those should be 5-minute shorts. They should run those on Saturday morning in between Lucky Dog and Veterinary Chris. I think it's just demented that I knew the name of the show.
Woo!
Woo! Carver High, have you ever watched Lucky Dog?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, well, I have to watch it because my dog is 116 pounds of man dog, and it'll bite your freaking hand right off. So when I get done walking my dog, you know what he does? The minute I get to my driveway, he starts this war with me for the leash. So he jumps up and attacks me for the chunk of the leash near my hand, and then he gets into a tug-of-war battle with me going all the way up the driveway. People have seen it. Carver, you already know how big my dog is, and Shep does too. This dog, they told me at the vet the other day, the dog weighs 116. They said it's way overweight, and it's the biggest golden retriever they've ever seen. And they said it's like a horse. And then I said that I think a pit bull ended up having an affair with the mother retriever. It was not a normal retriever-on-retriever session. I believe it was a pit bull that actually had a one-night stand with the golden retriever mama. Because my wife goes, I saw the mother with all the puppies around its belly the day I got the dog. I'm like, actually, you don't know what you're talking about. The dog was kidnapped and tortured by a pack of wolves, and a pit bull ended up being the leader of the gang, and the pit bull slept with the retriever, ended up having my dog, which is a vicious, man-eating, biting, haymaker-throwing dog. And believe me, you, when this dog runs at you 110 miles an hour with 116 pounds behind it, it is full-on NFL linebacker power. I mean, if he hits you in the kneecaps from like a drive-by, blow-by, like running and crashes into you, you will snap both of your ACLs right off of your legs. You'll be in surgery in an hour. This dog barrels into you. You're done, man. You're going down. And there's no woman yet I've met that could handle it. Because I've seen this dog just run over women and children. I can barely handle the thing, and I'm, you know, a big boy. And this thing tugs me, pulls me down the street. Brian in New Jersey.
Hey, Pharrell, what's up? I'm just cracking up about your dog.
My dog is a mess, dude. They told me to put it on a diet. When I eat dinner, the dog growls at me and barks at me. If I don't give it food, it threatens my life.
Wow. Well, you better feed him, I know that.
I'm telling you, like, that. My wife said, no more table scraps. I give it table scraps just so it doesn't eat, like, try to eat me. All right, I got 30 seconds. What do you want to say about team sports and titles?
Hey, man, everyone argues about is LeBron the best, is Jordan the best, and the first thing they say is, oh, how many rings do they have? But last time I checked, basketball was a team sport, and there's no I in team, so we need to stop with that argument.
I agree with you. It's a team sport. I agree with you. But I'll say this. In that team sport, Michael Jordan never lost. And in that team sport, LeBron loses more than my team. I'm 8-5 in finals and 13 trips. Your boy LeBron's 3-6. It's embarrassing. If I would have lost the other night, I would have been 7-6. I would have retired. So I never got to that 7-7 mark. But I'm 8-5 now, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.